It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And Megan just discovered our petrified cupcakes.
I did.
You could chip a tooth on the icing.
Yeah. It's a conversation starter.
Okay.
It really is.
They still look good. I would do that.
They do look good, and it's all the preservatives, I think, that are in them. It's an experiment for us. We want to see how long these things are going to last. Sitting there.
If you've ever seen the movie Super Size Me, it's an experiment like that.
Oh, my Lord. But that's not why you're here.
No.
Megan is here with Kyle, but see, I jumped the gun. Usually you introduce our guest, but we're all here to talk about something really, really cool. If you're into conservation and if you're into water sports,
yes,
in our area, I'm going to let you guys talk about this. So, Megan, who is our guest?
Well, you know that I'm here on behalf of Share Greater Lynchburg, which is part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. So we're here today to talk about a really exciting project that we're working on with Central Virginia Land Conservancy, who is a member of Share Greater Lynchburg, but also a grant recipient and a partner of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And we have here today with us Kyle Simpson, who's the program manager for the Central Virginia Land Conservancy. And we're jointly planning a really neat ribbon cutting and unveiling on May 23rd. Okay. And so he's going to tell you more about this awesome opportunity. It's open to the community. So please come out.
All right.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me this morning.
Absolutely.
Guys. Mike, Megan, glad to be here. Like Megan said, we've got an event coming up on May 23rd. It's the Conservation Canoe and Kayak Convoy, celebrating this new project that we've got.
Say that three times fast.
Conservation Canoe and Kayak Convoy. I can't.
All right, we got you the first time.
All the seats, there we go. Celebrating this new project out on Bald Eagle Island, which is a little bit upstream from Monacan Park in Amherst County.
Okay.
So this is a property that's been owned by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation for a couple years now, and they've been sort of looking for who's going to be the permanent steward to this place, who's going to keep it open. It's, you know, beautiful riparian habitat there along the James River.
It was donated to the foundation a few years back, and we've been looking for a great steward to manage it going forward.
Wow.
And so we met about something totally unrelated a couple months ago, and in the middle of the conversation, Catherine turned to us and said, "Would you guys like an island?"
Sure, if it's Aruba.
Well, this is not where we expected the day to go.
You don't often hear, "Would you like an island?" But I think my answer would be yes.
Right.
I want an island.
That was kind of our impression too. Yeah. And it's a small, you know, beautiful piece of habitat. There's no structures on it, and our goal is just to keep it open, keep it undeveloped for the benefit of people who enjoy the outdoors and the wildlife who live there.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, will folks be able to visit it? Will folks be able to just picnic or just kayak up to it?
Paddle out to it, absolutely. Yeah. I think a lot of people fish in that area. It's on the section between the dams and the James River, so you can paddle upstream from Monacan Park without having to battle a whole lot of traffic to get there. And the goal is that we just let it keep on being what it's always been.
That's great. Amazing. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So we have this really cool event planned on May 23rd, which is we're going to at 9 o'clock. We're going to have folks meet at the Monacan Park area. We have plans for parking and some snacks and food and just making sure everybody feels comfortable, water, before they paddle out to the island so that we can do a ribbon cutting. A few folks will come via a boat, pontoon boat, a handful of media and dignitaries, so that we can get out to the island safely, and we're going to be having a ribbon cutting to hand off the island on May 23rd. So if you start around 9, you'll definitely be done by noon, and we have some lunch plans in the works as well. So a great morning out for all of our neighbors who love water sports.
This is tremendous. Mm-hmm. Bill, your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've paddled up to the island because it was donated, I think, in 2019 when I was still the president of the Community Foundation, and it's a beautiful spot. It sort of hugs the Amherst County side, but you can paddle up the little channel that separates it from Amherst County, and then it's just a really pretty spot. And you know, we were grateful to have it. The foundation doesn't really plan to hold on to properties like that. This is not really what we do, but we're grateful for any donation like that we get. But we really want it to go to somebody who'll take care of it, and we know you will, Kyle. Yeah.
That's, we're excited to take it on. So CVALC turned 20 years old last year. We started holding our own easements in the area in 2019, so we protect about 6,000 acres in the area right now. And so this was right in our wheelhouse, and just an exciting opportunity to partner with the foundation to protect this piece of property in Amherst. And you know, anything along the James is a high priority for conservation.
That's great. It's just great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, where all do you, geographically, where all do you serve?
So we serve Lynchburg and the surrounding counties, Bedford, Campbell, Amherst, Appomattox, Buckingham, and Nelson.
Okay. Nice. This is tremendous. And how long have you been doing this?
I started with the organization in, let's see, it was 3 weeks before COVID hit.
Okay.
And actually, wow, I had to step back for a little bit to get my kids through pandemic schooling.
Sure.
And then I started back with the organization fall before last. And so it's been a great group to be a part of. Like I said, they've been around for a long time, existing as sort of an advocacy group.
Okay.
In 2019, they merged with the Blue Ridge Land Conservancy out of Roanoke, and we gained the ability to hold our own conservation easements and really help landowners pursue their wishes for maintaining their properties in perpetuity here in the area without having to go to someone else.
That's tremendous.
So good. Yeah.
You can learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just search for Central Virginia Land Conservancy. And also, you can check them out on social media. You guys will you have some photos and things of the island?
The event's on Facebook. That's a great place to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if any of your listeners have any connections to conservation or outdoor contacts, you know, we're definitely looking to spread the word regionally. We would love to have people come in from all over for this event, because it's just such a unique opportunity to paddle together and preserve something really special. And so we want to make sure to get the word out. So, of course, we'll send out a press release, and we've got it on social media and such. But please help us spread the word.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling up your Facebook page now, and I got your event. Yes, I am interested.
It was a fun conversation with Heath at the Business Alliance yesterday. Hey, Heath, we want to do a ribbon cutting ceremony. It's on an island.
Can you bring the big scissors?
Right. No, he was, absolutely down
for it. Bring the waterproof scissors.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, bring your life vest. That would be funny.
Fun paddling. With scissors. Mm-hmm. Here, let me present and share screen.
They say not to run. I don't know about the paddling protocol is.
Well, don't put a hole in the boat with your big scissors.
There you go.
So yeah, this is awesome. So I've liked your event.
And Mike, you've heard it here first. We are breaking the news here. That's so this is the first spot. Press release goes out today.
Exclusive
breaking news.
We love it. Exclusive.
So yeah, there will be additional photos and things that'll be up on the Facebook event.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I'll be there. Cool. That'll be great. Awesome. I can't wait to paddle up there.
Bring all
again.
Your friends. We know you have a lot of friends, Bill.
I don't have any friends, but I'll bring some acquaintances.
Yeah. I might even go.
Right. Speaking
Let's
of
do it,
speaking
Mike.
Of no friends.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Do you have a life vest for me?
I do.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
I got a kayak for you and a life vest.
Wow. I get my own kayak?
Yeah, I have two kayaks. You can you can use one of them.
This is so good. There Mike.
Go.
Really cool.
Huh?
You can get some sunshine out of your hidey hole.
Yeah. Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, but if you wreck the kayak, it's on you.
I will attempt not to wreck the kayak.
Attaboy. Yeah. It'd be hard to wreck it.
Yeah. All right.
They're safe.
Great. Megan, thank you so much. Kyle, thank you so much for everything that you guys do. What is going on? Well, in addition to all of this, what's going on with Cher and the foundation?
Well, as I mentioned last week, the foundation is really busy right now finalizing scholarships, a lot of scholarship presentations for high schoolers this week, next week, you know, as we're distributing the funds that are generously invested with us for scholarships for students around the region. So you'll probably, if you're at scholarship presentations, you'll hear a lot about the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. So we're thrilled with that opportunity. We're also narrowing down the finalists for the Century Fund, which is a $100,000 grant that will be announced in June. last I heard, and I'm not on the committee, but I believe we're down to six. So that's exciting that it's the committee is getting closer to an answer, and that's going to be really fun. We also have the spring cycle of grants that are under review. So just a lot of committee and board work that's happening right now. We're really grateful for those individuals that invest time to do their research and visits and make all those, you know, those hard decisions. For the Share Greater Lynchburg, I'm super excited. Our May Lunch and Learn, peer-to-peer Lunch and Learn, is going to be inside a Habitat house. Okay. So we're going to be partnering with the Greater Lynchburg Habitat for Humanity, and they're at a construction point on a particular house on Knott Street that they were able to set up inside. And so there's no better place to, you know, set up our table and our chairs, have a meal together, and understand the intricacies of how Habitat partners with a family, how they empower and connect with and bring on board and walk with families to be able to have independent home ownership. So that's coming up on May 14th. We usually have them on Wednesdays, but due to some graduation things, we've decided to move it to Tuesday. So it's exactly 2 weeks from today at 12. So all that's in the Share newsletter. You'll find it on the website. And all that's exciting about our May Lunch and Learn.
175 nonprofit organizations are represented on the Share platform. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not currently on Share Greater Lynchburg, you need to be. It's free.
It's free.
First off, it is a one-stop shop. Basically, if you want to learn anything and everything about the nonprofit world in and around our region, that's where you go. You can find opportunities to volunteer. You can make donations. You can shop for organizations right on the Share platform and have those items delivered directly to the nonprofit organization. And you have so many different events for folks that that want to volunteer, even at the board level.
Right.
If you want to volunteer for a board of directors, find an organization that is near and dear to your heart. It's right there. It's just sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much for visiting with us, and thanks for everything that you guys do.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Looking forward to getting out and paddling.
Yes, you will.
He's going to make me paddle, and he's just going to sit back there.
Like this.
Yeah, he's just going to sit back and make me do all the work.
Another pina colada, please.
There we go.
There are pina coladas?
No, it's 9 in the morning,
Mike.
It's better in the morning. No,
anyway,
you're going to have your own breakfast.
Yeah, okay. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.